As we continue our study in this 12th chapter of Proverbs, we're now at the 19th verse. Let us read verse 19. The lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. NIV words it like this: truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue lasts only a moment. Here we learn some of the characteristics of truth. When truth is spoken, it will always be good. It is never improved by being only part truth. Whoever may be upset by it or become angry with it cannot charge it. Truth remains constant, and all other things must conform to it or be a lie. Truth is always greater than any lie. It will eventually prevail. Lies may change or vary, but the truth will never change. We may always stand by it. We need not fear having the truth disproved, no matter how many facts are made known. The truth will always be the truth. If the truth is denied, it will in time come to light. But a lying tongue is but for a moment. It is not constant, but may continually change and vary. The story and conclusions of the lie will change. The facts will disprove the lie. When the liar is examined, he will change his story and not be consistent like the one who speaks the truth. When the lie is discovered, the liar will be discredited and cannot win his point, whereas the truth, when it is proven to be the truth, will gain the victory for those who speak it. Truth may be overshadowed, but it will eventually outshine the shadow. Just as lies are ever changing, the truth never changes. So let's read Proverbs 12:19 again. King James Version: the lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. NIV words it this way: truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue lasts only a moment. Our next proverb is in verse 20, which says, deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil, but to the counselors of peace is joy. NIV words it this way: there is no deceit in the hearts of those who plot evil, but joy for those who promote peace. Those who plan evil do so with the intent of deceiving others. They may pretend friendship or disguise themselves or bring about deception some other way. Nearly all evil involves lying to others, whether it be sexual sin, stealing, violence, breaking a law of the land, substance abuse, alcohol or drugs, or assuming privileges which are not yours. It is hard to plan evil without also lying or deceiving. This attitude takes away peace and joy. It leads to a life of being out of step with what is good, right, and decent. When you are lying, you're out of step with what's good and what's right. In this condition, there is no peace and no true joy. Think of it: to always be at odds with those with whom you had to deal, to always be covering up, to have a feeling of not being able to acquire your possessions honestly, is always a put-down for you. In your own eyes, you cannot live by honest means, since you have to live by dishonest means to provide for yourself. You are deprived of the feeling of true joy which humans need. Yet, those who look out for the good of others, who never intend to deceive or mislead, who never take advantage of others by lying or pretending, or promoting things which bring peace, they will have joy in their everyday actions. They truly get the most out of everyday life, and each day will be a blessing and a joy. So let's read this proverb again, verse 20 of Proverbs 12. Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil, but to the counselors of peace is joy. NIV: there is deceit in the hearts of those who plot evil, but joy for those who promote peace. Our next proverb is verse 21. Verse 21 says, there shall no evil happen to the just, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief. NIV says, no harm befalls the righteous, but the wicked have their fill of trouble. The word translated here as evil is the Hebrew awan, A-W-A-N. It is the major Hebrew word for sin. In the proverb, it seems to mean the consequence of sin. That is, any bad thing which happens as a result of sin shall not happen to the just. It does not mean that the just will never have troubles or problems. Yes, they may be put to death for their faith, but none of their trials or troubles will be the result of sin, so they always have God to be with them, whatever their plight. This means they cannot only bear the problem, whatever it is, but that God will see that they will eventually have a good outcome, either in this life or in the next. But not so with the wicked. They will be filled with mischief. they shall be made to be more unrighteous, more ungodly, and shall get further and further from God. Thus they do not have God's protection in their trials in this life, nor in the life to come. They are left without the protection which the righteous person has because they are separated from God. So to read the proverb again, Proverbs 12:21, there shall no evil happen to the just, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief. NIV, no harm befalls the righteous, but the wicked have their fill of trouble. Our next proverb is in verse 22, which says, lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. NIV reads it this way, the Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in men who are truthful. This proverb tells us that we should absolutely avoid lying. We should have a definite aversion for a lie. This is because lying is an abomination with God. This means that God feels disgust and hatred for a lie. This means that those who lie are making themselves highly displeasing to God. God considers lying to be an abomination, not only because it violates his law and proves that the liar does not love him, but lying is destructive to human society. When you are lying to someone, you are stealing from that person. Lying is definitely a dishonest act. But God is well pleased with those who deal with the truth in words and actions. They are his delight, as we read in this proverb. Not only does God have pleasure in them who are truthful, but we fellow humans delight to converse with those who are honest. We like to deal with that kind of a person because we're able to put confidence in that type of person. We're dealing with someone who is genuine and not a faker or a deceiver. So let us strive to truly deal in all of our actions in a truthful manner, that we may be pleasing in all of our actions to God and man. So verse 22 reads again, lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. NIV says, the Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in men who are truthful. The next proverb is in verse 23. A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaimeth foolishness. NIV words it like this, a prudent man keeps his knowledge to himself, but the heart of fools blurts out folly. The word used here, prudent, means sensible or careful. The prudent person concealeth knowledge. That is, he does not proclaim or make a show of his knowledge. Rather, he uses his knowledge when it may edify or benefit others, but never uses it to make himself look wise or brilliant. When showing his knowledge would only tend to commend himself, he conceals it. He makes no vain show of his knowledge. Wise and careful people will avoid any occasion which may tend to vaunt them up to contribute to a show of pride. They will use their wisdom and knowledge only for good purposes. Then they will let their own works praise them. But the foolish do not have the mindset to act this way. They have a mind that is determined to demonstrate to others what they consider to be wisdom, but which actually is foolishness. Their eager desire to vaunt themselves up in the eyes of others turns out to be a demonstration that they are lacking good sense. These people usually make themselves to be someone who is laughed at or mocked by others. So let's read again the 23rd verse. A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaimeth foolishness. NIV, a prudent man keeps his knowledge to himself, but the heart of fools blurts out folly. If you really have knowledge and wisdom, it's going to be eventually discovered. You don't have to vaunt it. You don't have to try to demonstrate it to others. It's going to be known sooner or later. But if you try to make yourself look wise, just for the sake of looking wise, you're really going to be a fool. Next proverb in verse 24, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. NIV says, diligent hands will rule, but laziness end in slave labor. The best way to advance one's position on the job is to be diligent. It is not the lazy or the slothful who are promoted to a ruling position. This is the reason Solomon promoted Jeroboam. In 2 Kings 11:28, we see that Jeroboam later became king of Israel. 2 Kings 11:28 says, and the man Jeroboam was a mighty man of valor, and Solomon, seeing the young man that he was industrious, made him ruler over all the charge of the house of Joseph. So because he was a mighty man of valor, he was made ruler. Solomon saw that he was industrious. Those who enjoy learning and doing a good job will be regarded as valuable to their profession and thus will gain power and recognition. Their good works will commend them or recommend them. This is one of the principles the Lord uses to judge us by. It's a principle going to be used on the final judgment day. Matthew 25:21, he's speaking of the man who wisely used his talents. His Lord said unto him, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." This principle also applied to the elders of the church. In 1 Timothy 5:17-18, "Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in word and doctrine. For the Scripture saith, Thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his reward." Those who are diligent when they are young will get that which will enable them to rule and thus to rest when they are old. This is the principle by which those who work diligently and long at a job may later be able to retire at the end of that period and have a time when they are free from that job. But laziness, slothfulness, and carelessness are the way to slavery. The word slothful usually carries the idea of deceitful. This would include those who pretend to work rather than to be diligent at their work. Those who are not diligent and honest in their work are the fools who all their days must be servants to the wise and industrious. So let's read again, 24th verse. "The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute." NIV says, "Diligent hands will rule, but laziness ends in slave labor." The next.